From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai was handed a re-election victory today when his challenger, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, withdrew from the country's upcoming runoff. Abdullah said he was pulling out to protest government actions and what he claimed were plans for widespread fraud by election officials in the runoff. Still, Abdullah said the decision to withdraw was difficult.
I did it with a lot of pain, but at the same time with a lot of hopes towards the future. And I can assure our people that I'll be at the service of our people and promote the ideas of reform and change for the betterment of the life of the people of Afghanistan.
In Kabul, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says the question now is, what will Abdullah's supporters do?
Dr. Abdullah's name will still be on the ballot, even though he will not take part in this election. Even though it's still technically only going to be one candidate, if in fact Dr. Abdullah doesn't plan to take part, we'll have to see what his supporters do, whether they too will stay away from the polls, as this candidate has announced today he will do.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. President Obama is campaigning in New Jersey today for the state's embattled Democratic Governor John Corzine, who's up for re-election this Tuesday. NPR's Mara Liasson has the story.
This was President Obama's third visit to New Jersey to campaign on Corzine's behalf. He told a crowd in Camden that Corzine would not rest until Wall Street and Main Street are doing well and businesses are hiring again. Later in Newark, he told voters that the dismal state of the economy was not Corzine's fault.
By the way, that didn't start under John's watch. That didn't start under my watch. I wasn't sworn in yet. You know, you got a little bit of revisionist history, a little selective memory going on, a little amnesia about how we got into this mess.
The latest poll in New Jersey shows the race a dead heat between Corzine and his Republican opponent, Chris Christie, with the third-party candidate, Chris Daggett, polling in high single digits and appearing to take votes away from Christie. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the federal budget deficit is too high and needs to be reduced, but he says the government's focus for now is on bolstering the economic recovery.
You know, we got these two central imperatives: restore growth, create jobs, but make sure people understand we're going to have to bring those fiscal deficits down as growth recovers.
Geithner was on NBC's Meet the Press today. When asked whether taxes will have to rise as part of any deficit reduction strategy, Geithner said he believes the deficit can be brought down while still abiding by President Obama's pledge not to increase taxes on people making less than $250,000 a year. This is NPR News from Washington. What had been called a rescue effort off the Southern California coast is now being called a recovery operation, as the military has ended its search for possible survivors from last week's mid-air collision of a Coast Guard plane and a Marine helicopter. A total of 9 crew members were aboard the 2 aircraft. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is being criticized today by some Palestinian officials who accuse her of undermining progress toward a resumption of Middle East peace talks. Palestinians are demanding a freeze on Jewish settlement construction on land in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Clinton said yesterday that such a demand cannot be a precondition to talks with Israel. For the first time in more than 25 years, an American man has won the New York City Marathon. NPR's Claudine Ebate has more.
34-year-old Meb Keflezighi crossed the finish line after 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 15 seconds, pulling ahead of 4-time Boston Marathon champion Robert Chariot of Kenya. Keflezighi was born in war-torn Eritrea and became a U.S. citizen 12 years ago. It's the first major marathon title for the 2004 Olympic silver medalist, and it's the first win for an American in the New York Marathon since Alberto Salazar won 3 back-to-back titles in 1980, 81, and 82. After winning the race, Keflezighi said that America has given him many opportunities and that it was a big thing for him to be able to represent the USA. Taking the women's title was Derartu Tulu of Ethiopia, who clocked in at 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 52 seconds. Claudine Ebade, NPR News.
The Philadelphia Phillies are hoping to even the World Series tonight in Game 4 in Philadelphia. The Phils start Joe Blanton. The New York Yankees send their ace CeCe Sabathia to the mound on 3 days' rest. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.